Good morning, Erica Rose.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me
today.
Well,
thank you for joining us. Now, just first off, I guess, how do these classes help those suffering from Parkinson's?
Well, these classes are based on the idea that professional dancers are working on many of the same things that people with Parkinson's are working on, things like coordination, balance, expression, and through using the creative and artistic form of dance, it's a physical engagement that also has a social component. So it's a way of addressing some of the things that people living with Parkinson's are dealing with from a multidimensional perspective. So it's physical, it's creative, it's social, it's emotional. So it has these many different ways of addressing some of the quality of life issues that people are living with when they have Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just mentioned the social component in these classes that kind of help those who suffer from Parkinson's to connect more with their partners and instructors. So how does this socialization affect those who have to face challenges in looking to alleviate their suffering?
So one of the things that happens for many people who are living with Parkinson's is that they suffer from isolation. And so these feelings of sometimes when living with Parkinson's, not only that the physical elements are starting to affect their lives, but the social isolation. So often the classes create a community. So it's not just the dance class itself, but also many classes have a tea and coffee session afterwards. It's the relationships that are built with people that you may not have met before. It's also the opportunity to engage and develop one's own creative expression. And so many people have gone on from the classes to also start to engage in other arts activities. So that might be, say, going to see a performance or engaging in a singing class or an art class. There are also art for Parkinson's classes. Another example is that in Sydney, for example, we have a special program at the Sydney Opera House called Dancing Connections, where there's an opportunity when guest companies come to perform at the Opera House that we also hold a free community class that is accessible to the Parkinson's community and their partners and carers and friends. And that they have a chance to work with the professional dancers that connecting to the material that's being performed. So it's a way of remaining engaged in the vibrant cultural life of the city of Sydney, but also a chance to interact with one's friends and carers and partners in a new way.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Daily on Wednesday, where I'm with Erica Rose Jeffrey, who is the lead teacher of Dance for Parkinson's Australia. She's joining us now to talk about the dance classes that help people with who are suffering from Parkinson's disease. Now, Erica Rose, the instructors are often professional dancers. So, you know, what do they gain from their experience in teaching these people?
Well, the classes are based on the idea that they're led by professional dance artists. This is working in collaboration with health professionals, so perhaps physiotherapists, doctors, OTs. So it's about being led from the place of art, but also working in partnerships. So there's many things that develop from that. One, it's a broader network of relationships around how the arts and health function together. It's also an opportunity. Many dancers express this idea of how they continue to grow in their own perception of creativity, but also in working with diverse communities, and that it continues to enrich their practice by engaging with the Parkinson's community. It's also about that idea of continuing to grow the accessibility, inclusivity of dance. I'm a big believer, I'm sort of a dance activist, I'm a big believer that dance is great for lots of communities and lots of people. And so this is a really wonderful way to engage with multiple communities and continue to create opportunities for inclusion.
And just as a final point, you know, these classes, they're such an amazing initiative, and obviously they're beneficial not only to those suffering from Parkinson's, but also, as you said, to the instructors and community as a whole, as it encourages socialization. So how do you think that we can kind of work towards making this accessible to more people, I guess, not just in Melbourne and Sydney, but I guess across Australia, more accessible to those who suffer from Parkinson's?
We work in affiliation with Dance for PD, which is the founding organization in the U.S. And one of the things that they've really modeled is this ongoing connection with both research and practice. So since the program was founded in the States in 2001, there's been an ongoing development of research relationships. So that's one aspect that, as a dancer, I can really see the benefits in the class, the smiles, the laughter, the increasing mobility. But to have it backed by research also then allows us to sort of navigate the channels of greater visibility, but also to argue or sort of put forth the argument about the benefits of dance for multiple communities. So the best way for people is to come and try one of our classes. There's classes that are being run by dance artists all over Australia to come in and try and check it out. There's also a growing body of research about the benefits of dance for creative aging, both available online and as well as research-backed opportunities for people to, if they're interested, to learn more about it. And the thing about dance is that, you know, we can talk about it, but you got to get up and do it. So I encourage everybody to give it a go, even if it's in your chair at home. It'll guarantee to make you feel a bit better.
Right. Well, Erica Rose, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate you making the time.
Oh, thank you so much.